It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Paul Strickland, acclaimed storyteller and comedian from Cincinnati, Ohio, is best known for his award-winning performances that light up festivals across the U.S. and Canada. In this segment, he brings to us Why He Says Once. It's an hilarious tale featuring his unforgettable Aunt True and Uncle Foss.
I was actually born in a small Alabama town called Pensacola, Florida. But a lot of my stories I actually collect from my Aunt True and my Uncle Foss. My Aunt True and my Uncle Foss, they live in a trailer park called Big Fib Trailer Park Cul-de-Sac. It's a trailer park in the shape of a giant cul-de-sac in a town called Big Fib. And Big Fib is way down south. It's down there off the coast of Factual. In fact, if you leave Factual and you head due south, you will pass Big Fib on your way to Bald-Faced. And obviously, if you get to Bald-Faced, then you have gone too far. Well, I learned not too long back that the word cul-de-sac in French literally means bottom of the bag. So I called Uncle Foss on the phone to tell him that. I thought it was interesting. I said, Uncle Foss, did you know that cul-de-sac in French means bottom of the bag? And Uncle Foss said, I thought it meant turn around or stay. Over? He says over because he thinks his cordless phone works like a walkie-talkie. I said, Uncle Foss, you know you don't have to say over after every time you're done talking. And then there was this real long pause. I said, hello? He goes, didn't know you's done talking. Over. Now, when Uncle Foss starts into a story, he usually starts it the same way. And one time I finally just had to ask him, after about 20 years now of hearing him start stories this way, he said, once upon a time. And I stopped him. I said, Uncle Foss, why do you say once? You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or nothing, but I'm just trying to, you know, it's been 20 years. Why do you say once upon a time? And Uncle Foss said, well, because it's past tense. I mean, once is present tense. Past tense would be once. Future perfect tense would be will have once. I'm fairly certain that the story that I'm about to tell you comes from a very long time ago, so I think what we should do is call it once upon a time. And fair enough, right? Because it's his version of the story.
Nationally acclaimed storyteller Paul Strickland. And you've been listening to Word Stage, celebrating the wonderful world of storytelling and spoken word.